Welcome back to Digital Shop Talk, the podcast. I am one of your hosts, Josh Allen, Vice President of Marketing at Location 3. It's been a minute since we've been back on the air. We've been busy this summer, finally getting out and doing some traveling, which is fantastic. I'm actually joined today by Location 3's founder and chairman, Andrew Beckman. Andrew, good to have you back.
Good to be back. Love talking about digital marketing.
I know you do. I know you do. Well, speaking of traveling and speaking of digital marketing, wanted to spend a little bit of time today talking about the event that you and I attended last week. Not our first time at the event, the annual Fagery Drinker Franchise Summit up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, hosted by Brian Schnell and his team there. It was a fantastic event. I'd been on hiatus, like most things, for a couple of years, so it was good to be back in person. But more importantly, there were some very focused conversations around the event as it relates to franchising, franchise marketing, franchise operations. Certainly some conversations around legal issues. We probably won't focus on that part too much today. But before we dive into some quick takeaways, I'm curious just your thoughts after spending 2 days talking with a lot of C-level executives, franchisors, and marketers. What did you come away with that, you feel franchising collectively is focused on as we kind of head toward the end of 2022 and look to 2023?
Sure. It was a great conference. A lot of the attendees were C-level executives at these franchise brands. Franchising is obviously dear to everybody's hearts, and they're all working towards common goal of supporting their franchisees. Recruitment was a big topic. So getting recruitment campaigns staff to support the services or the retail stores that are being represented. I also had a lot of discussions around just the franchise brands embracing technology in all aspects of their business, whether it's the application, whether you're going into a store and it's more automation through technology. So you're hearing a lot of talks. I would say those two were the biggest themes. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the concern of some of the legal challenges with joint employment, as well as in California, there was a lot of concern around QSRs and the way that the new laws were going to affect their ways of doing business with pay and et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yep. To that end, all good takeaways. Let's unpack a couple of those. First, to your point in the recruitment, because that's one I had in my notes as well. It sounds like a lot of brands, regardless of category, really still feeling the effects of the so-called Great Resignation. And I think one thing outside of challenges in filling open positions, literally within franchise locations, what stood out to me coming from some panelists and some leading executives at the franchisor level it's also forcing them to rethink their own culture and how they build that culture, how they encourage folks to be part of their organization. Curious to get your thoughts on that. One that stands out to me was Mike Bidwell in particular with Neighborly, just really speaking about how they have started to really rethink even some of their very well-known values in terms as it relates to the employer-employee experience and having team members want to be a part of that group. So what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think, for the franchisors at the corporate level, having their staff and, we're talking about staff that it's not necessarily have to go into the stores or service area businesses. Working from home, it seems like there's, a lot of the systems were embracing what's new and what's happening in the marketplace. So we definitely saw that. There was a topic where I remember one speaker talked about how their experience with, having the right people and, they went into a Chick-fil-A and they really thought the culture and, how they kind of seemingly all work together was very you know, was admired by another franchise system. And so I think that was something that was discussed, and, you know, I really enjoyed hearing that.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one. I remember the Chick-fil-A example, around, to your point, the staff, being welcoming to guests, but also, really, seeming to have that camaraderie, within the organization as well. And I know for, you know, partners we work with, recruitment has been a big focus for many of them as well. You know, I think on the marketing side of things, really considering how you're positioning your brand, from a creative aspect, you know, how you're reaching folks, what is your value proposition as an organization beyond kind of the literal description and requirements within the position. But, you know, I think a takeaway that certainly we're seeing, but also was echoed throughout the summit in these recruitment conversations, is bringing that culture to the forefront more so than ever. Even if there are some shifts in kind of what that culture was maybe a couple of years ago pre-COVID. So certainly an interesting conversation that I think is going to continue. The other one that stood out to me, and I think you may have highlighted this at the top and I wanted to talk about it, kind of touches a lot of these issues around recruitment, dealing with current economic conditions and supply chain and what have you. One of my favorite panels was around the collaboration that needs to exist between franchisor and franchisee to, you know, effectively drive system change and drive system growth. You know, there were a couple franchisees on the panel, along with some franchisors. When you think about, you know, the partners that we work with and the folks that we talk to more broadly in franchising, what stands out to you as we go forward? You know, where can the franchisor and franchisee align, maybe even from a marketing perspective, to drive that change that everyone seems to be talking about?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was from their, you know, the technology component was a big deal, is them, the franchisees embracing, changing in their stores, and incorporating the technology that's been put in place. So it's like a work in progress there. You know, we had some conversations with executives where, you know, there's systems of 100, 200 franchisees where they have someone managing their ad fund budget, and they had multiple firms managing and splitting up the different franchisees. And we had this conversation many times over the couple of days where we discussed centralizing the data, making sure that, you know, it's fragmented, having all these systems. It really puts a strain on the internal team, and you're really not able to understand the customer journey. So, you know, that was, I think, resonated with a number of franchise systems that we spoke to, that really, it was just, I feel like they need to have different vendors, that they think they specialize in certain areas, but and they'll work well in this, in the playground, but unfortunately, that's not the case. So I think that was a big topic that we spoke about. And, you know, obviously they got a lot of feedback from their franchisees of what works, what doesn't work. But, you know, having that cohesive relationship between the two is the foundation of a successful franchise system.
Yep, I would agree. And I think, to your point on the technology side of things, there was a lot of discussion as well around the need for rapidly advancing technology to be more efficiently integrated. I think at the franchisee level, there's obviously no shortage of platforms and solutions and things of that nature. One thing that stood out to me was there was varying perspectives on how to approach implementation and onboarding and testing. You know, some brands certainly have the ability to do that perhaps with corporate owned stores or locations. You know, some franchise systems don't have that environment whatsoever. Every unit or location or area is completely franchisee owned. So there were some interesting perspectives on how to test, iterate, learn, and kind of implement on an ongoing basis. But the one thing that stood out to me more than anything is that the environment is only continuing to accelerate. And there were a lot of folks that we talked to that still struggle to either keep up with the acceleration of technology or simply make sense of, you know, all of the different options available to them and what's going to work both for the brand, but for the franchise owners themselves.
You know, it felt like you definitely heard a lot of franchises say, we're going to make this a part of the way of just everything we do as a company, right? And I feel like yep. that was the theme for me, where it's like, because I think they all woke up saying, if we don't embrace the automation of right. how we take the order in, how we process the order, how we deliver the invoices, how we, if it just continues to be the old way, I think they're finding their ways that they're just falling way behind. I mean, when we talked to Jim at Wildbirds, and he was talking to me how they have new compliances of upgrades of their technology in the Wildbird stores. And he is obviously looking, going around and making sure they're up to speed, because, you know, these are systems that have been around for 40, 50 years, right? So
right.
sometimes they have not changed and got up with the time. So I think that is making that in their DNA is really critical.
Yep. Yep. That's a great point. And like we said, it's happening at a faster pace, you know, almost overnight. The last thing I wanted to touch on before we wrap here today really quickly is around the obvious kind of headwinds that, regardless of what category you're in, most franchises are facing, most marketers are facing, are, you know, current challenges in the economic climate, you know, the potential for a looming recession, depending on the perspective, still continued challenges with supply chain and cost of goods and services only continuing to increase, inflation, all of these things, you know, to put our location three hats on as marketers, right? The old adage is never stop marketing. And so to me, one thing, and I'll ask you your perspective, but what stood out to me is the need for a lot of these organizations to just have better data sets sooner in, you know, real time, so that they can be more agile in key decision making, whether it comes to determining what they can tap into from the existing supply chain in its current state, all the way down to how they reach new customers, to bring potential customers that maybe have not experienced their brand or their products and services. It all comes back to really good data. And it's still, as you kind of noted at the top, a lot of these tactics, a lot of the strategies still somewhat live in silos from a marketing perspective. And the end result is gaps in measurement or fragmented measurement. And so that, to me, I think is going to be an ongoing conversation around how to use data to, one, reach consumers more effectively and turn them into customers, but then understand how that performance is evolving in real time. And then, as you mentioned, leveraging things like automation, machine learning, and technology to optimize marketing performance, so that, you know, as things are costing more, it's more, those marketing dollars are being more efficient, I guess. That stood out to me. I'm curious, kind of your thoughts in this current economic climate that we're in.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about attribution and tying the cost of sale all the way through, and you know, and adjusting based off of the different ad prices that are coming on, or the you know, what inventory management is in place because of the supply chain, you know, but, you know, understanding the customer journey and tracking and measuring and influencing it has always been the key for the success of these franchises. And what's happening is the data is not being dissected, centralized and dissected to a point where they see patterns that they can adjust their marketing strategies around. And you just still don't hear that that's occurring. There's still a need for that analysis of the data to make more informed. And that's why we had multiple conversations where we mentioned that the consolidation of the data and you know, having a problem with all those different vendors is it's just so fragmented and not getting the understand the data that they truly need to drive more sales at a lower cost.
Yep.
And if you don't have that in, you're just going to pay a higher acquisition cost, and you're not going to get as many sales or leads as you desire.
Yep. So, yeah. Yep. Good point. The last thing I'll wrap with, keynote speaker from Mr. Alan Stein, who was great. He's worked with Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, really good motivational speaker, to steal one of his kind of mantras of, you know, focusing on three things. As we wrap this up today, I'm going to put you on the spot. You know, we're coming into September of 2022, unbelievably. What are the three things, you know, not just coming out of this summit last week, but more broadly, that franchisors should focus on between now and the end of the year? What are those three things in your mind?
You know, definitely customer journey, you know, mapping, knowing, you know, what is really influencing the sales and really maximizing those efforts. You know, I'm going to tell you through experience, and we've been working on so many franchise systems, search is so critical. So impression share on those key terms are going to be critical. You know, we know they convert, we want to get more of it. And then I probably would solidify that with a user experience on those landing pages and content that tailored to those really key, you know, efforts for organic growth through SEO. So kind of those three pillars, the attribution, the paid media, and organic based off of search, obviously continuing with your retargeting, all that is what you got to be focused on tightening that up as you go into the holiday season.
Okay. So customer journey, continue to evaluate, continue to not lose sight of the impact of search, and optimize that customer experience when you capture them. I think if I could put it in a nutshell, that's what I got. Yeah. There's a lot to focus on. There's a lot of things. We could probably talk for an hour plus about all of these things. But a quick plug, you know, for us, we're excited to obviously be having similar conversations and hosting a summit once again with our partners at Google later in October. Quick plug for that, where a lot of this stuff will be talked about, you know, how to align your marketing and your technology stack, how to optimize for that customer journey it gets increasingly complex, and really how to measure performance and build quality attribution models so that those dollars go further. So that's my quick plug for our own summit coming up later this fall. Looking forward to doing that. But thanks again to Brian Schnell and his team at Fagery Drinker for, you know, a fantastic time in Minneapolis, really great conversations. And thanks, Mr. Beckman, for sharing your insights and takeaways from that event here today.
Have a great day, everybody.
All righty. We will talk to you soon. That's it for this episode of Digital Shop Talk. We will hopefully hear in, or you will hear from us, I should say, in the not too distant future. Thanks again.